I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Wednesday, October 19. Coming up, Health Minister satisfied with work of Victoria Jubilee Hospital staff. Juliet Holness attends Caribbean Regional Workshop on Cybersecurity, and Jamaica Business Development Corporation urges MSME operators to attend Foromic 2016. The details after the break.
Calling all government pensioners in Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, October 28, the AGD will be at the Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines, at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF. And stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum. Friday, October 28, Emmanuel Apostolic Church, Portmore Pines at 10 a.m.
Now the news. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has expressed satisfaction with the work of the staff of the Victoria Jubilee Hospital. Minister Tufton toured sections of the facility Wednesday, including the labor, antenatal and gynecology wards, high-risk and delivery rooms, as well as the outpatient section. He says the visit facilitated a first-hand view of the challenges, operations and conditions at the facility.
I am satisfied that the staff here are committed to what they do, based on the feedback that I have had, certainly from patients who I've interacted with, that they go very often beyond the call of duty to achieve the excellent reputation and successes that they have in terms of mortality rate, in terms of treating particular conditions and overcoming those conditions, involving, of course, the thousands and thousands of mothers of Jamaicans who they treat with each year.
Minister Tufton says the Victoria Jubilee Hospital has built a solid reputation over the years, and the ministry will continue its efforts to support the facility. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says there'll be increased intelligence sharing between Jamaica and Haiti and the exploration of further areas of cooperation. The minister made the disclosure following bilateral talks with Haitian Justice Minister Camille Edward on Tuesday. The drugs for guns trade and relief efforts for Haiti following the devastation by Hurricane Matthew were among several issues discussed during the meeting. The talks took place at the U.S. State Department in Washington, D.C., where both ministers are attending the Caribbean Basin Security Initiative, Caribbean-United States Security Cooperation Dialogue. The CBSI was conceptualized by United States President Barack Obama in 2009 as a joint effort between the United States and its Caribbean partners. It's aimed at substantially reducing illicit drug trafficking, advancing public safety and security, and promoting social justice. Member of Parliament for East Rural St. Andrew, Juliet Holness, is attending the Caribbean Regional Workshop for Parliamentarians and Policymakers on Cybersecurity in Washington, D.C. The workshop got underway October 17 and is organized in partnership by the Commonwealth Parliaments Association and the Organization of American States as part of the OAS's Cybersecurity Program. It brings together an audience of parliamentarians and policymakers across the region, as well as high-profile experts from international and non-governmental organizations, civil society, and academia. Mrs. Holness says the government has a responsibility and a mandate to ensure that cybersecurity is high on the national agenda. She notes that while the internet brings many opportunities and facilitates openness, it also makes individuals and companies easy prey for hackers and fraudsters. The workshop seeks to further enlighten parliamentarians about cybersecurity threats and promote the implementation of appropriate legislative scrutiny and oversight mechanisms in their respective jurisdictions. And the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, is encouraging operators of micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, to attend the Microfinance Forum, Foromic 2016. Assistant Manager in the Business Advisory Services Unit at the JBDC, Kira Walters, says the forum presents an excellent opportunity for MSMEs to establish linkages that can assist in expanding their operations.
This is an excellent opportunity for them to access networking with entities and persons who may be able to assist them, whether it would be in terms of investment, whether it in terms of partnership into getting into other Caribbean countries or Latin American countries.
Ms. Walters was speaking at a GIS think tank session Wednesday. Jamaica will host this year's Foromic 2016 at the Montego Bay Convention Center, October 24 to 26. Foromic is a micro-enterprise forum which seeks to promote innovations in the microfinance and medium and small enterprise development sectors. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.